Glover, after that first game with the Packers, you talked about how you were able to just get up tight and after that first series and shut them down. Can you just talk about how well that worked?
It worked well for us that day. You know, we executed what we were trying to get done that day. And, obviously, it wasn't perfect. It never is. But we made enough plays to give ourselves a chance to win.
You guys weren't the first team or the last team to use that kind of physical style against their receivers. It's been a pattern in almost every loss the Packers have had. Is there something about this receiving group that makes them susceptible to physical coverage?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, when you look at the offense as a whole, I think obviously, you know, with them drafting Eddie Lacy and drafting, and having James Starks on the roster, I think they like to run the ball. And I think, when you can slow down a running game, that makes it harder to pass the ball. And, you know, you look at the last few games, they were able to get stopped in the run game, and then they played against Minnesota. They were able to run the ball, and they pull off a big win. And Minnesota has a really good defense. So I wouldn't say that says anything about the receivers. I mean, they're still a very talented group, playmakers all over the field. And then obviously Aaron Rodgers is, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's probably had worse receivers, but he can make all those throws. And so I think obviously it's about getting a run game stop.
How'd you guys turn things around in this stretch here?
We just took a hard look at who we were and what we were doing, and we just kind of went back to the drawing board and had to figure out why we wasn't playing very well, and then we had to get everybody on board, and everybody bought in to what we were trying to get done, and we always knew we were talented, we just wasn't playing very well, we wasn't executing very well, and these last few weeks we've been executing better, and we've been stopping the run defensively. And any time you can stop the run, that obviously helps you out, and you can get off the field on third downs, and all those things go into playing good defense. And so everybody's just been locked in, been focusing. We've been practicing well, and that's just a tribute to the guys in the room and the look at everybody had to take into the mirror and look at yourself and how you were performing and how you could step up and be better.
Are you going to be able to go this week with your, was it ankle or foot or something?
We'll see.
What is your level of confidence now as compared to when you guys came here a few weeks ago?
We're just taking one game at a time. Obviously, you know, when you win, you feel better. But a lot of times when you win, you have to focus even harder. You know, people tend to lose focus or tend to slack a little bit when you start winning and not going through all the little things that help you win. And then when you're losing, everybody wants to do a lot more because you want to figure out how can you win. And so I think we just got to make sure that we don't take anything for granted and, you know, prepare the same way that we've been preparing to be successful these last few weeks, you know, going over all the details in meetings, going over all the details in practice, asking all the questions so that everybody knows exactly what we're trying to do and everybody's getting their job done. And I think if you do those things, you know, you have a tendency to play well. And these last few weeks we've been doing that, and we've won three games. And so we can't, you know, let that slip and just start resting on, yeah, we've won, we're going to play well automatically, because it don't just happen. You have to go out and you have to put in the work, you have to prepare, and you have to go out and make things happen.
Eddie Lacy has gotten to 100 yards in each of the last two games. What are some of the things that defensive players need to focus on when they're trying to tackle a bigger style running back like that?
I don't know. I'm looking for that answer myself. You know, he's definitely a tough tackle. Big, strong guy, and you watch the film and, you know, guys missing him in the open field. They're missing him in the hole. They're missing him. You know, they're hitting him and bouncing off. And he's definitely a tough tackle. You can't rely on one guy to get him down. You got to try to gang tackle him and swarm him. You know, it takes more than one guy, especially in the secondary. You know, he's a huge guy, but he got great feet, great balance. So that makes it tough because, I mean, if you try to shoot his legs, you know, he can bounce off that. And if you try to take him up high, he can run you over or spin off of you or, you know, whatever he wants to do. So he's definitely a tough tackle. And, you know, having him back and like the last 2 weeks, he's been running well. So that obviously helps their run game out, which is obviously helps their offense out. So we got to make sure that we're doing a great job of gang tackling and swarming and trying to play fast so we don't let him get going.
How did you guys keep it together? I mean, there's all those, you know, front office changes, coaching changes, you know, rumors that Jim Caldwell might be the next guy out. But here you are, you won three in a row.
Well, I think it starts with Coach Caldwell. He's a great leader of the group. You know, he hasn't changed through it all. He's been the same, even keel, cool, calm, collected guy. You know, always focusing on what our goal is for that day and not letting the outside distractions, you know, bother us. And I think starting with him and then the leaders that we have on our team, guys that have been in the league for a while and have been through, you know, things in this league. You know, if you play in this league, you know, 7-8 years, you probably went through, you know, firings in midseason. You went through firings. You went through some losing unless you've just been on great teams the whole time. And so just being able to fall back on those experiences and help the younger guys continue to work, continue to fight, because we knew that we had talent and we knew that, you know, what we were doing was the right thing. We just had to execute it on game day and we had to become more detailed than what we were doing. And so with Coach Caldwell's leadership and then the leaders that we have on our team, we were able to, you know, some kind of way, you know, hold up through the storm. And, you know, now we're just playing football and, you know, we've won three games. That's all we've done. We've won three games and, you know, we got another one on Thursday.
Glover, when you look at the Packers and you see, you know, a team that was 6-0 and has now lost four of the last five, what do you see?
What do I see? And when I look at the Packers, I still see Aaron Rodgers. I still see Clay Matthews running around. The defense is playing well. You know, offensively, like I said, the last few weeks they haven't been able to run the ball very, very well. Like I said, against Minnesota, they ran it well. And then the game on Sunday, you know, when you play a wet, slippery game like that, you know, it makes it difficult to throw the ball and catch the ball, and you know, it's a lot going on in those games. But I mean, I still see the same offense, man. They have guys, they have, you know, talent all over the field, and all it takes is those guys to get out there and start making some plays. And I mean, they're the same group. I mean, Pro Bowlers and Randall Cobb, and I mean, obviously, we all know what Aaron Rodgers can do. So I still see them as a very explosive, talented offense, and we got to make sure that we get this run game stopped so we can try to give ourselves a chance to win.
Even though he's had some success the last couple of weeks, Lacy has fumbled a lot more this year than he has earlier in his career. When you guys face a player, whether it's a receiver, a tight end, a running back, that has a fumbling problem, do defenses try and go ball hunting a little bit more than they would with somebody who has a history of ball security?
Well, I don't know if you do it any more than, you know, anybody else. I mean, that's something that you always focus on, is just trying to get the ball out, trying to find ways to turn the ball over and get the ball back for your offense. So I don't think you do it any more or less each and every week. I just think different runners gives you more opportunities, present more opportunities to you, because you're always trying to get the ball. But, you know, a lot of times when you have big, strong, physical running backs that break tackles and do things like that and have great balance, a lot of times that could be a issue, just because, you know, you're trying to fight for extra yardage or you're trying to stay up. And a lot of times when you're trying to keep your balance, you have to use your arms a little bit, so the ball might get away from your body a little bit and give guys running from behind a chance to poke it out. But, I mean, for the most part, he's a strong guy, so I know it's not just somebody taking the ball from him.
Glover, what did it mean for you guys finally to be able to beat Green Bay in Green Bay after – obviously, that long streak?
Well, I mean, it was big for us, just because, you know, it was a division game for one. And it was, I think it was our second win of the year. You know, we had been fighting so hard to get a win, and, you know, to come and get one against Green Bay in Green Bay, something that this organization hadn't done for a long time. which, you know, a lot of the players, well, none of the players, you know, playing were here back then when it happened. We had a couple of people in the building, front office, and media people that were here in 91, the last time they won. And so it meant a whole lot to them. But, I mean, for us as players, I mean, that was just a big win. You know, you play against Green Bay in Green Bay, such a historic field in Lambeau, and, you know, to go up there and to get a win against a great team, a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's just big. And on top of that, it'd been a division game. On top of that, it'd been our second win right after we had some shakeup in the building. So it was just big for us to keep our focus on the task at hand and go out and execute a game plan.
Can you guys win out?
I don't know, man. We can't win out if we don't win on Thursday. So that's where our focus is, trying to win Thursday. And, you know, we get that one, we move on to the next.